Yo, guys, it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria, and welcome to episode 53 here at No Ideas, Just Vibes In. Guys, if you've been here before, you know that I don't normally say half those lines, and that is because I am sitting here on my ones today, which is so bleak, but unfortunately Lizzie can't be here for this episode, and I don't really know why I'm here, to be honest, so I'm gonna try bring the vibes Han Solo, and hopefully you guys don't get bored of my voice, but obviously this is not a normal episode, and I'm just gonna try keep you entertained, but it probably will be a little shorter than usual, because I don't think I got that much to say, I'll be honest. If you guys have or haven't been here before, the layout today remains the same. First, I'm going to chat through the ups, the downs, the sideways pieces of my week, and then I am going to plug something, and then I'm going to go into the main topic, which this week is something I wrote down. It's a bit of an insight into my soul. I'm feeling a little bit nervous, but nevertheless, needs must. And yeah, man, let's get into it. So my week. This week, I did something absolutely lit. What do you mean? I went and saw Mahalia at the O2, and Lizzie and I went together, yeah? And we booked this show, like, I don't know, months ago. It was supposed to happen back in March or February or something like that, and it was pushed because of COVID. So it's been a long time coming, and we love Mahalia. She killed the game. She was authentic, and yeah, man, I lived. I bloody lived. She brought out some beautiful people. Shout out Pastor Lou. Shout out AJ Tracy. And shout out the new love of my life, Jacob Collier. This guy, yeah, he came out in the waviest fit. He arrived at a keyboard, strapped with a guitar, literally lips to the microphone. He was doing it all. What a fucking musician. And to top it all off, the guys are rocking a pair of Crocs. What do you mean? It was so lit. I literally looked at him and I thought, rah, this is really a musician and I'm totally here for it. But something else that was so beautiful was Mahalia gave a little speech nearing the end of her concert, and it was so focused at positivity, body positivity, self-love, and just doing what you want to do in this life. And I thought it was such a beautiful thing. And there was this little girl in front of me standing there with her mum. She couldn't have been older than, like, I don't know, 10 years old. And I looked at her and the way she was intently listening, and I thought, this is what it's about. Like, this is what life's about. Do you know what I mean? Like, young girls, young boys, young kids going to see their favorite artists and their artists promoting such positivity, and you're helping essentially shape the minds of these kids without even realizing, perhaps, or realizing. But what she was promoting was something that was gonna make that young girl who's in awe of someone like Mahalia move forward and grow as such a beautiful human. So yeah, brought a little tear to my eye. It did. But yeah, man, shout out Mahalia one time. I loved it. You did the damn thing, bro. You did it. Now, the next thing in my week was I went, yeah, to take my driving test for the third time running. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Ilaria, the overachiever. How did she not pass first time? Listen, life gives you cards. What can you do? You just shuffle them and you hope for the best. But here I am, third time lucky, and I am driving like a idiot. Okay, I'm not even joking, guys. Like a idiot. I'm not signaling when I go to roundabouts. I'm not even looking left, right, upside down. I'm literally, my leg is shaking, okay? On the clutch, the whole car is shaking. I'm clearly so scared, and I'm thinking, oh my god, as I'm driving, I'm thinking, third time, my theory's about to run out, yeah, and this is daylight fucking robbery. This is daylight robbery, cuz what do you mean? Anyway, I get back to the center, the guy is stush as anything, and I'm thinking, come on, Mo man, give a sister a goddamn break. And as he gets out of the car to give me my feedback, he literally looks like he's going to start saying, I'm going to regretfully inform you that. And out of his mouth comes, so, you have passed your driving test. And inside I was thinking, damn, you that bitch. You that bitch. But he was so somber that I kept my face together, because I thought, if I say one thing wrong, he may just fail me. Oh my god, anyway, safe to say I have passed. Shout out me one time, big up myself two time, what do you mean? Lizzie would come in with something like, I don't know, something three time, and I'd go, yeah man, four time. But you get the vibes. It was positive achievements. One big step forward for Lazarus, aka me. Now, the third thing I want to tell you, although it hasn't come up yet, but I've been thinking about it a lot this week, is Black Friday and Cyber whatchamacallit Mondays. Do you know what I'm saying? I know we've all been thinking about it. I know we're on fucking distribution list that we need to unsubscribe from because I'm getting emails left, right and center about this deal, that deal, shake a leg deal. I ain't got no money in the bank, bitch. But even with the monies I do have, I want you guys to proper think, do I need to be shopping on Black Friday? And I tell you what I do every year, and hopefully this will lead you down a good path. But also, if you've got the money and you want to spend it, say less, man. Do your thing. Get some nice garments. What do you mean? So the thing I do every year is I buy the essentials. I'm not talking tampons, you know what I mean? I'm not talking nail varnish. I'm talking like my skincare. Shit that is expensive, guys, that you need without fail and you normally have to buy on a regular basis. Start thinking about purchasing that stuff because you're going to need it always. So you might as well go and cop the face wash and oils and whatever you need, anti-aging, whatnot, okay? In bulk, so you have a year's supply. Don't forget to check the best buy date. Is it best buy or is it best before? Anyone? Nah, I'm here on my own, so ain't no one gonna correct me. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You get the drift. But yeah, that's something to think about. I always do bras as well, pants as well. I love me a matching set, okay? So get all those things in because there are gonna be deals on that. Stay away if you're tight on cash on all the willy-nilly rubbish. Okay, Lizzie would be laughing at me because every time I say rubbish, she laughs. But I told her the other day, the way I say rubbish is spelt with an A. It's R-A-B-B-I-S-H. And once you know the spelling, it clicks and you just get it, yeah? Rubbish. Anyway, guys, that's pretty much me for the week. So I am going to jump straight into the plug. This is halftime at 8 minutes. Can you believe it? But my plug this week is so lit. I've thrown it up on my story multiple times, but it is a song that just makes me so happy. So the song I am plugging this week is called Home, and it is by Iama. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But the way it is spelt, which is all in capitals, is I-Y-A-M-A-H. I think it's just so beautiful. Something we can all resonate with in terms of the lyrics. And I think she has an incredible voice. If you've heard it before, it had a great placement in Insecure Season 5. Shout out Insecure. Shout out Season 5. Shout out everyone in production. Say less. And I wanted to read you some of her lyrics. And in the song it says, home. It don't have to be a physical place or a familiar face. Somewhere that you feel safe and can escape when you want to be alone. Home. You can find it wherever you are. And I love it. So I'd love you guys to go run that up. She's young. She's beautiful. She's got an incredible voice. And it's just such a homely song. Excuse the pun. Wow, I really sat here like a mum making mum/dad jokes on my own in my house. And it's kind of sad, but kind of fulfilling. So yeah, free yourselves, guys. Free yourselves. Right, the main topic is going to be super short today. And I was thinking, how in the hell am I going to do a podcast episode on my ones? Because as we know, I'm relatively morbid. Lizzie's like all of the vibes, all of the time, all of the ad libs. Do you know what I mean? We live for it. I live for it. You guys live for it. So I thought, what am I going to do? I ain't got no talents. But I thought about it and I thought, do you know something I do love to do is I do love to write. I used to have a bunch of spoken word up on my Instagram actually, but I deleted it because I feel like I'm such a happy person, yeah? I feel like anyone who was interviewing me or didn't really know me would go on and see my IGTV about my spoken word. And because I pretty much only write when I'm crying, it kind of made me out to be a super sad and depressive person. I didn't want that to be like, I don't know, the first impression that I gave people. So I deleted all of that stuff, although I have banked it for myself. But I thought, right, let me get on the train now. Let me head home. Let me quickly write something and read it to you guys. So if you're still around and you haven't jumped off this episode because Lizzie ain't here, which I know is so underwhelming just to hear me, then this is what I've got for you guys. Now, I called it The Pursuit of Happiness, and I guess the theory behind this was describing the place in my life that I am now. And I've said this multiple times before, it's quite a tumultuous time in my life. And I think it's okay and also super reasonable to live in a time where you're super stressed, but also really happy in lots of different ways. So I wanted to kind of exhibit the stress and anxiety I'm going through, but also the happiness that I'm finding in getting to know myself better. And also just questioning, what is the legacy we leave behind? What is our story? Who is in charge of writing that? How do we veer off our course? And I could go on forever, but I won't bore you. So I'ma just jump into it. Okay, so cue Ilaria being somber. Right, so it's called The Pursuit of Happiness and it goes like this. I'm sitting here asking myself, what is life? Not that deep, what is the meaning of life question, but just logically, what is it? I suppose it's just simply a portion of time that we utilize to write our story. I say I love life and ask, does life love me? On that logic, does life love me is like asking, can time love? And can time love is like asking, do I love what I've created in that time? With that being said, what does the ink in this chapter say for me? If I love what is written, then surely life loves me. So is life's love self-love? When everything is taken away from you, you connect with life differently. Stripped, bare, raw. That's my current state in this story. Powerful, self-understood, ready. That's how I've positioned myself in this story. I'm in a place where I write the rules, where the narrative is shaped by myself and who I choose, where the purpose is determined on my decisions alone. We are pressured to stray from what we know to be our truth. We are clouded by judgment and societal norms. We are picked up and set down on a path that is acceptable in other people's eyes. But once we are so tactically placed, it is our eyes that see that road every day and not those who placed us there. Why allow our placement into unhappiness just for others' acceptance? If you sit to write a book about yourself, why give someone else the pen? This book is mine. This pen is in my control. I dare you to attempt to pry it from my grip. For I want this time to fully reflect who I am and nothing less. I want to read my story and know that I loved me and thus so did life. And if you read my book one day and still don't accept me, I'll be long gone in happiness to ever look back. So I'm going against the norm in the pursuit of happiness because I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And that's the piece, you guys. That is the piece. I would love to know what you guys think. I'd love to know if you think it's trash. I'd love to know if you took something out of that. And I'd love to know if I really confused you at the beginning, because I feel like sometimes when I write these pieces, it takes me a while to get my head around the theory of what I'm thinking. And obviously you guys just hear it once, so maybe you need to run it back. Maybe you don't care to. I don't mind. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope I could at least bring something to the table this week that was a little bit different. But without further ado, what I am going to do on the back of that is give you a tip, more like a question, to take you into next week. And the question is this. What do you want your story to say? That's something I was really thinking about. And I don't mean what you've created for your life or what you've achieved or what you've bought. I want you to genuinely ask yourself, what do you want your story to say about who you are? Because I think what I've learned, you know, in the last however many months is I am more focused on who I am and growing in that space. And I guess where I talk about my story and me writing it and me knowing who I am and being in control of those decisions to write that narrative and write that chapter, it's because I really stand firm these days with all of the sadness, stress and depression. I stand firm in who I am, and that is the most important thing to me. You know, you can never take that away from somebody, who they are and then being proud of that. And I think that's what we can create in the portion of time that we have, time being life, if you're following. But yeah, man, I want you to ask yourself, what do you want your story to say one day about who you are if someone was to write a book about you? You know, I think that's super important. I think that is the legacy we leave behind. You know, the memories and experiences we share with other people, and that pertains to your character. So yes, that is the question I have for you guys this week. As always, I wish you the best. I send you good vibes. I send love to anyone going through a hard time, anyone who can't stick to their commitments because they are having a hard time and life is on top of them. Shout out Lizzie one time. I missed you. It's not the same without you. It's literally no ideas with just me on the podcast, and we're literally missing all of the vibes. But big love to Lizzie, big love to everyone. I wish you all the best. It's been your girl Lizzie from a faraway land sending her good vibes this week, and it's been your girl Ilaria. I'm out.
bitch.